Hi, I'm Tanner. Before I continue, please like and subscribe. I never thought I'd be sharing this story, but here we are. I'm a 28-year-old software engineer at a tech startup in Seattle, and my life was pretty much on track until last month. You know how they say success brings out people's true colors? Well, they're right. You've always been the golden child, haven't you? My stepbrother Kyle's words still ring in my ears from our last family dinner. He was sprawled on Mom's couch, wearing the same wrinkled hoodie he'd probably had since his first attempt at college 3 years ago. It's called having a job, Kyle. You should try it sometime. Boys, please. Mom looked tired, stirring her coffee while my stepdad Gerald watched us with that calculating look I'd grown to hate since he married Mom when I was 16. Tanner's right, son. Maybe if you applied yourself like your brother... Gerald's fake supportive tone made my skin crawl. Speaking of which, Tanner, we need to discuss something important. My phone buzzed. A text from Madison, my girlfriend. How's the family dinner going? Need an escape plan? I smiled, typing back. The usual drama. Might need that rescue after all. Your brother's been accepted into Stanford's business program. Gerald's announcement cut through my thoughts. A fresh start. The opportunity he needs. That's great, but why are you telling me this? Well, son, Gerald's pause set off alarm bells. Given your recent promotion and that inheritance from your father, my best friend Derek had warned me about this. Watch out for Gerald, he'd said over beers last week. Guy's been asking weird questions about your finances. We were hoping you could help with Kyle's tuition, Gerald continued smoothly. As family. I nearly choked on my water. You want me to what? It's a reasonable request, Gerald pressed. You're doing well, and Kyle needs support. Support? He's blown through 2 college funds already. Mom touched my arm. Honey, please. No, Mom. I worked hard for everything I have. My inheritance from Dad? That's not a family piggy bank. You're being selfish, Kyle snapped. Some of us weren't handed everything on a silver platter. I stood up, grabbing my jacket. Handed everything? I've worked since I was 16. Maybe if you spent less time playing video games and more time actually attending classes. Where are you going? Mom called after me. To meet Madison. I need some air. Gerald's voice followed me to the door. Think about it, Tanner. Family helps family. I texted Derek as I left. You were right about Gerald. He wants my inheritance for Kyle's tuition. His response was immediate. Don't give them a dime. Something feels off about this. Walking to my car, I had no idea this was just the beginning. Gerald wasn't asking. He was setting the stage for something much worse. The lawsuit papers arrived at my office on a Tuesday morning. My hands shook as I read the ridiculous claims that I was legally obligated to share my inheritance due to some family trust agreement. You're not going to believe this. I called Madison during my lunch break. Gerald's actually suing me.
He's what? Tanner, that's insane. Have you told Derek yet?
Meeting him after work. He's got access to legal records now that he's working at Thompson & Brown. Later at our usual bar, Derek's face turned serious as he reviewed the papers. This is bad, man. Really bad. Gerald's claiming your mom signed over control of your inheritance to a family trust years ago. That's impossible. Mom would never... Let me dig into this. Something's not adding up. The next day, Madison called while I was coding. Babe, you need to see this. I've been looking into Gerald's background. He's done this before, married women with assets, then drained them dry through family investments. There's a pattern. Mom needs to know about this. Can you send me everything you found? Already compiling it. But there's more. Kyle's been through 3 different colleges. Each time, the tuition money mysteriously vanished. Stanford isn't really about education. That evening, my phone lit up with a text from Derek. Found something big. The trust document, your mom's signature, the notary's license was expired. And get this, the notary was Gerald's cousin. I called Mom immediately. We need to talk. Come to my place, alone. I can't, honey. Gerald's insisting we have dinner together. Says we need to discuss the situation as a family. Fine, I'll be there. But I'm bringing Madison and Derek. The dinner was tense from the start. Gerald sat at the head of the table, Kyle smirking beside him. Ready to be reasonable about this, son?
Gerald's condescending tone made my blood boil. Actually, I am. Madison, show them what you found. Madison pulled out her tablet, displaying article after article about Gerald's previous financial schemes. Mom's face went pale. That's all lies, Gerald sputtered. Kyle needs this opportunity. Like the opportunities at the other three colleges? I cut in. Derek, tell them about the notary. Derek laid out the legal evidence. The trust document is fraudulent. The notary's license expired 2 years before the date on these papers. Sarah, don't listen to them. Gerald reached for Mom's hand, but she pulled away. Is it true? Mom's voice was barely a whisper. Did you forge my signature? Mom, look at this. I showed her the original inheritance paperwork. Compare the signatures. Kyle jumped up. This is ridiculous. You're just trying to keep everything for yourself. Sit down, Kyle. Mom's voice had turned to steel. Gerald, I want you out of my house. Now. You can't just... I've already called the police, Derek interjected. They're very interested in these forged documents. As Gerald's face crumbled, I realized this wasn't just about my inheritance anymore. This was about protecting my mom from the biggest mistake of her life. The law office of Anna Chen was exactly what I needed. No nonsense and straight to the point, just like her. These documents show a clear pattern of financial manipulation. Anna spread the papers across her desk. Your stepfather's been busy. Can we stop him? With what I'm seeing, we can do more than stop him. We can bury him. Mom called while I was leaving Anna's office. Tanner, you need to come home. I found something in Gerald's study. I rushed over to find Mom surrounded by papers, her hands trembling. Look at these. Bank statements, transfer records. He's been moving money around since we got married. We should get these to Anna right away. My phone buzzed, an unknown number. Is this Tanner? It's Rachel, Kyle's girlfriend. We need to talk. We met at a coffee shop an hour later. Rachel looked nervous, constantly checking over her shoulder. Kyle doesn't know I'm here, but I can't keep quiet anymore. Gerald's been using Kyle's college applications as a front. The money never goes to tuition. It gets funneled through offshore accounts. How do you know this? I work at the bank where he opens these accounts. I've seen the transfers, and Kyle knows about it. He gets a cut. I called Derek immediately after. We need to move faster. Get me everything you can on Gerald's business dealings. Already on it. You know he's giving a presentation to his company's board next week? Something about new investment opportunities? That's when the plan hit me. I called Anna. How quickly can we get a court order to freeze assets? With the evidence we have? Very quickly. What are you thinking? Gerald doesn't know what we know. He's planning to pitch his board about new investments, probably another scam, if we time this right. Anna caught on immediately. We can expose everything in front of his entire company. The next few days were a blur of preparation. Mom found more documents. Rachel provided bank records. Derek dug up corporate filings. Anna put it all together. Then Kyle showed up at my apartment. You're ruining everything. He was drunk, swaying in my doorway. We had a good thing going. A good thing? You were stealing from our own mother? She's not my mother, and that money was wasted on you anyway. Get out, Kyle. Next time I see you, it'll be in court. You think you're so perfect? Watch your back. Gerald's got friends in high places. I called Madison after Kyle left. It's getting ugly. Gerald and Kyle are desperate. Good. Desperate people make mistakes. Anna called. The court order came through. We're set for tomorrow. Mom's taking it hard, finding out both her husband and stepson were scamming her. She's stronger than you think. Focus on tomorrow. We've got one shot at this. I looked at the stack of evidence on my desk. Years of fraud, manipulation, and lies, all about to come crashing down. Tomorrow couldn't come soon enough. The courtroom fell silent as Anna presented the evidence. Gerald's face turned ashen as email after email, document after document appeared on the projector screen. As you can see, Your Honor, Mr. Thompson orchestrated a systematic scheme of financial fraud spanning multiple years. Gerald's lawyer tried to object, but the evidence was overwhelming. The judge's expression grew sterner with each new revelation. He didn't just target my client's inheritance, Anna continued. He manipulated Miss Sarah Thompson into signing documents while misrepresenting their contents. Mom sat straight backed in the gallery, her eyes never leaving Gerald. When Kyle was called to testify, she didn't flinch. "I didn't know the full extent," Kyle stammered under cross-examination. "But you knew the tuition money wasn't going to your education, correct?" Anna pressed. "Yes," he finally admitted. "I got a percentage of each transfer." I heard Mom's sharp intake of breath. Madison squeezed my hand. The judge's ruling was decisive. "The court finds in favor of the plaintiff. Furthermore, given the evidence of widespread fraud, I'm referring this case to the District Attorney's Office for criminal prosecution." Gerald stood up, desperate. "Sarah, please. You know I love you. Everything I did was for our family." "No, Gerald. Everything you did was for yourself." Mom's voice was steady as she served him divorce papers right there in the courtroom. Outside, Derek met us with more news. Gerald's company just fired him. Board voted unanimously after seeing the evidence. His professional reputation is toast. "What about Kyle?" Madison asked. "Probation, plus he has to repay everything. Stanford rescinded his acceptance when they learned about the fraud." That evening, Mom and I sat on my balcony, watching the sunset. "I should have seen it," she said quietly. "All those years." "He fooled a lot of people, Mom. It wasn't your fault." "I know. But I'm done feeling guilty. I've already listed the house. Too many bad memories. Found a nice condo closer to you. Whatever you need, I'm here." 3 months later, we all gathered at Mom's new place for dinner. Madison and Derek brought champagne to celebrate. Gerald had just been sentenced to 5 years for fraud. "To new beginnings," Mom raised her glass. She looked younger somehow, lighter. "And to justice served," Derek added with a grin. Kyle had tried to apologize last week, sending a long email about changes and regrets. I deleted it without responding. Some bridges stay burned. Rachel, who'd been crucial in exposing the truth, had moved to California for a fresh start. Last I heard, she was doing well. As for me, the startup I work for just promoted me to lead developer. Madison moved in last month, and there's a ring hidden in my desk drawer, waiting for the right moment. Sometimes I drive past Gerald's old office building, remembering the day everything fell apart for him. His friends in high places disappeared pretty quickly when the indictment started flying. Mom looks at old photos sometimes, but not with sadness anymore. "You know what, Tanner? We didn't just survive them. We won." She's right. Success really is the best revenge. What would you do if you discovered your stepbrother was knowingly participating in stealing your inheritance? Would you give him a second chance after his apology email like Kyle tried to do with Tanner? Or do you agree with Tanner's decision to delete it and cut ties completely? Share your thoughts in the comments. Family betrayal is never easy, and I'd love to hear your perspective on where to draw the line between forgiveness and self-protection. If you enjoyed this story of justice served and want to hear more stories like it, don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe. Your support helps me keep bringing you these real-life revenge stories that show karma always comes around. Next week's story: a manipulative manager tried to steal credit for my biggest project, but she never saw what was coming. Make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss it.